July 28th, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha from Civic Media and WAUK Radio 540 AM. This is podcast number two on this hot summer evening. And I am your host, Don Brown, coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown in the Work Hub Studios here in the Five Points. I'm joined by my extraordinary producer, the mighty Max Martinson, doing his special thing from the comfort of his own home. And heard a little buzz in there, like a UFO kind of a intervention here. But returning for the second podcast tonight is Jennifer Stagg, president and show chair of the Waukesha Kennel Club. Jen, welcome back.
Thank you.
And thanks for sticking it out. And yeah, just to recap from the first podcast, Jen was very pleased with the last weekend's offering of the annual Summer Splash, the dog show. Quite the number of exhibitors and impressive exhibitors. The dogs themselves had a good time.
They did.
As had many of the attendees and exhibitors, and you're already looking forward to next year. And so between now and next year, what takes place at the Kennel Club that people should be aware of or people would want to know more about?
So from Labor Day through Memorial Day, we do run training classes on Wednesday evenings. We take a break from Thanksgiving through the first of the year, but we offer confirmation training classes so people can get their young dogs familiar with the ring and what happens in the confirmation ring. We also offer classes like Canine Good Citizen. We offer the AKC Star Puppy class to get those good foundations on your new puppies. We also offer sometimes basic obedience, sometimes rally. We also once in a while offer a fit dog class, which is a ton of fun. The dogs absolutely love doing all the different, I don't know what you want to call it, apparatus, but my dog especially loves the trainer and loves the different things to do because I think it really helps enrich her mind. She loves doing it.
Can I ask what kind of breed your dog is?
I have Australian Shepherds.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and I saw that on. Is it safe to say that those are your favorite, or is that not a fair question to ask the club president?
Ooh, don't tell my dogs. I love Australian Shepherds. I love so many different breeds. I see them and I'm like, oh, sure. I think I want one of them. And then I start to do a little more research, which I always encourage people to do when considering buying a dog. And then I realize, okay, maybe that's not the breed for me. It doesn't quite fit into my lifestyle.
Right.
And my Australian Shepherds certainly do. So,
what distinguishes an Australian Shepherds from, say, a German Shepherd?
Well, German Shepherds were originated in Germany. Australian Shepherds, ironically, did not originate in Australia. They actually originated here in America. They're one of the few true American breeds.
Okay.
German Shepherds, physically, they're much larger than an Australian Shepherd. Their herding style is different than an Australian Shepherd. So that's a big difference there. And
okay.
Their physical appearance, obviously, they look very different.
And I guess that I should have led with that is what resemblances would an Australian Shepherd have with a German Shepherd, but not very many, huh? It's just that they're sheepdogs.
They're all cute dogs.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. But no, I was envisioning like the long nose and the long tail of the Shepherd.
Yeah.
Maybe that athletic build that Shepherds are known for. That
for sure.
Sure.
I mean, they have to be able to work the stock all day. They have to be okay. Very athletic, very agile. Very smart.
Sure. I know my experience with Shepherds is they're either like kind of like brownish or black, you know, or the kind of that. Oh, is that us, Max?
Sorry, that was me. Oh. I'm sorry.
No worries.
My dog decided to get up and start moving around here.
Love it. So, well, it's too bad. I know you're asking if this was on video. It's too bad we could have one of the dog. We could show one of the dogs off, but anyway. That's neat. So, but they don't get as big, you said, as German Shepherds, correct?
Yeah, I don't know what the weight is on an adult German Shepherd, but Australian Shepherds females are usually around 45 pounds, males, you know, maybe 55, 60 yeah. pounds. I think they're a nice medium-sized dog.
Okay. And are there, would the Australian Shepherds have more variances in color, say? Because it seems to me like the only German Shepherds I've ever seen are like black or charcoal or like brownish, very, you know, mixture of colors of those, you know, colors. Does it differ at all for Aussies, or are they kind of the same?
So Aussies come in two colors, black and red.
Right.
And then they also have two coat patterns. So they can be a solid or a tricolor is what people often hear. And then also a merle.
Okay.
So with that, you can get four different color combinations, sure. basically.
Wow. Well, that's kind of cool. So now, how did the name Australian, if they're American, you know, the red, white, and blue, how, where did the Australian come in?
We believe that Australian sheep herders that were here in California
did the magic,
mixed some of the great herding breeds together and came up with this nice medium-sized all-terrain vehicle herding dog. So
nice. Okay. I like that.
Yep.
That's funny. I thought it was going to be something like French fries where, you know, had nothing to do with France, you know, or...
No, we believe there's some Australian influence in there, yes.
Okay, terrific. Yeah. Now, do you have, and again, this may not be fair to ask of the president in the show.
Sorry, Dad.
That's okay.
Havana. Sorry.
We're not experiencing technical difficulties. We're experiencing canine
difficulties. We are experiencing canine difficulties, yes.
You know, I and Max will tell you, I've had that all the time. When I used to do the radio, like we'd be up, you know, 7 to 9 on Saturday mornings while most of the world's asleep. And generally our dog was really mellow, but normally that early in the morning, even on a Saturday, you get a lot of walkers and runners and people walking their pets and he goes berserk. But during the radio show, he was very well behaved. Not so much during podcasts, which exiled me here to the Work Hub studio. So the canine non-technical difficulties are somewhat common here in this week in Waukesha. So a very welcome distraction.
Yes.
And I think Max will concur with that. So, but yeah, and again, this may not be a fair question to ask of the club president and the show chair, but do you have any other like favorite breeds or top three or four?
Oh, well, definitely I love miniature bull terriers.
Okay.
I am hoping to someday add one to the family. Nice. How do I even narrow it down? One of our best in show winners over the past weekend was a Portuguese Podengo, which is a very interesting small dog in the hound group. Cutest sure. little thing ever. He was such right. a little showman. And I was like, you can sell me a one. Someday I'll want a smaller dog. So he was pretty cute. Sure. But yeah, I really do love the herding breeds a lot. I love, we had the... national specialty for the Spanish water dogs this past weekend. That's a breed I really love.
Okay.
I love the corgis. Everybody knows a corgi.
Yeah.
They're pretty cute and great too. So
very lovable.
Yeah, that is a tough question actually.
Sure.
When I was a little girl, I always wanted a Dalmatian, like all little girls who've seen 101 Dalmatians, right?
You know, and our location host here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, Work Hub Studios, Mary Jane Sanchez, just had to say goodbye to her, shall we say, grandson. Her son had a Dalmatian that after many years of precious life moments, they had to say goodbye to him this morning. So,
This morning?
Oh. Let's go out to them. Yeah, it was either this morning or last night. But it's, I know it was before I left for my class reunion, Mary Jane had told me that there was... The dog was in her, you know, final moments throughout the weekend. So, and I know and some family I had to say goodbye to our dog of 15 years about six, seven years ago now, or maybe 10 years. That's, she's, you know, Molly's never far from our hearts and thoughts. So, so besides having a dog, what is required to be get membership to the Waukesha Kennel Club?
I'd have to really read our bylaws. I don't even think it's required to have a dog to be a member of Waukesha Kennel Club. So
if you were passionate about them and you love working with them, you wanted to
absolutely.
Help. Okay. So
yeah, I mean, we definitely, even with the events that we do run, we have things that people who don't have a dog can certainly do. Our club meets, we have general membership meetings once a month on the second Thursday of the month.
Okay.
And our requirements are to fill out an application, to have that application read at two meetings. So they have to attend two meetings.
Okay.
And then the membership votes on accepting the new member in.
Sounds great. And, you know, I'm looking at the membership dues and they look very reasonable. $30 for new members, $18 for adults.
So yep. Great. And then it's a $25 yearly renewal.
Okay. Oh yeah. Very reasonable. And, is there still, you know, there's always this, I don't, stigma is not the right word, but this kind of reputation as, you know, pure breed, living or raising or is kind of an elite thing or a higher class type of thing, but really anybody can participate, correct? Or be a part of that, of the purebred, you know, dog community. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sounds great.
And you never know. I mean, I guess I don't consider it an elite thing because I've had them for so long, but often you'll find people with a show dog that they're looking to retire that you can get very, you know, get very reasonably. The dog's got a lot of good training on it already where you can, you know, move on from where they're at and continue their training and do more things with. But
sure.
I would say we're a very open, welcoming environment. We love meeting new people and learning about, you know, what they do with their dogs.
Sure. And before I forget, to learn more, you can visit WaukeshaKennelClub.org.
Yes.
And that's kennel with two N's, one L. Did I get that right?
You did, yes.
That's great. So, and we all know how to spell Waukesha. So
I hope so.
Yeah. And how many members do you have currently?
I think we're up to around probably 40 members.
Okay, maybe nice.
40 to 50, I would say. We have some very active members and then some.
Right.
Not so active members, like
everything
but
else. Sure.
You know, we have a really great core group of people who are really passionate about the dog sports and continuing to educate the community on the joys of owning dogs.
Now, is it all hands on deck for the annual Summer Splash, or at least you have at least half the members that are actively volunteering to put it together and work it?
All hands on deck, all significant others on deck, all grandchildren on deck, all neighbors. Yeah, it is a huge, huge event that we hold at the expo. But my team is fantastic. We work so well together. And it's a pretty smooth event, at least, you know, to the public. Behind the scenes, we might be running around crazy, but we work so good together that it all comes together.
Oh, that's great. I love hearing that. And do you have events or great interactivity with the other kennel clubs around the area or throughout the state, perhaps, or region?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you have any type of activity in terms of like events you do together, or do other kennel clubs attend your Summer Splash from like neighboring communities?
So members of other kennel clubs might come to the event, but not necessarily. It's not really a cooperative event.
Okay.
I guess on Friday we do have some specialty shows on Friday, and so those are breed specific shows, they fall under the umbrella of the Combined Specialties of Greater Milwaukee.
Okay.
So they do come in, but otherwise, we have two big events a year that are Waukesha Kennel Club run events.
Okay. And that's Summer Splash. And what's the other one?
Our other event is our May Fast Cat event, which we hold at Manuka Park.
Oh, nice.
I want to say it's the third weekend in May, typically.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I guess the bigger question I was trying to ask earlier is not necessarily, I mean, in addition to like if they come to the Summer Splash or the May event, but is there much collaboration or other type of interactivity with members from other clubs or the other clubs in the area? Or not really, y'all kind of.
Our collaboration more comes in. We do volunteer at each other's events to help, you know, make them happen for sure.
Sure. Yes. That's terrific. How many kennel clubs are there in Wisconsin? Do you know?
Oh, I have no idea.
Milwaukee area or Southeast Wisconsin?
Well, there's Cudahy, Racine, Burlington.
I was going to guess Burlington for sure.
Yes. J. Danesville, Beloit, Badger, which is in the Madison area.
Sure. Yeah, I know Badger. Yeah.
Winnegamy is up in Appleton.
Yeah.
Packerland is in Green Bay. Can't tell by the name. So
yeah.
I'm not as familiar with like the northwestern part of the state. I don't get up there so much.
Yeah.
Marshfield has a kennel club. Paper Cities has a kennel club.
Nice.
Cooley Kennel Club is in the Eau Claire area. So yeah, there's quite a few. I guess I don't really start thinking about it. Sure. I mean, there's a dog show almost every weekend.
Yeah.
Between Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois. So I typically only travel about 2 hours away for a dog show because, like you said, I have a lot of other things going on in life too. Sure. But there are people who are, they're out there showing every weekend, going to event after event.
Sure. That's neat. Yeah, you'll appreciate this. As a friend of mine, when I used to live in Chicago, is a professional musher up in Alaska.
That's awesome.
He has a kennel, Laughing Eyes Kennel in Tok, Alaska. It's like 5 miles from like the nearest human being. And he's finished consistently in the top 25 every year. He won the Yukon Trail 1 year and was sponsored to also compete. He skipped Iditarod 1 year to compete in a race in Norway. And in one of his revenue generators is, I don't know if he does it so much anymore, but in the off season, in the summertime, he would travel around like 5 or 6 different states, putting on presentations at schools. And the money he made from those events would finance all of his work with his kennel and with his mushing. But a young man who was once a boy who was in the Boy Scouts, so he loved being outdoors and always loved dogs. And then at some point he started reading James Michener novels, and just like that was his calling, was to go to Alaska and really be a dog man his whole life and a musher and all things dogs.
That's great.
Yeah. So yeah. It seems like you're in a similar track. I mean, not racing, but but in terms of like raising them, shall we say, and promoting, yes, the different breeds and the events. And I imagine there is a fair amount of education to your mission.
And the club offers educational events throughout the year, which are open to the public as well. And we try to always have them posted on our calendar on our website.
Right.
We have things coming up. As of right now, there's nothing scheduled, but I know in the near future we'll have some things we're adding to our calendar.
That's terrific. Yeah. Well, it sounds like it keeps you very busy. But it's great to hear that you do find time to enjoy the best that Waukesha has to offer.
Yes, for sure.
You and your boyfriend. And what advice do you have for dog owners, whether they be mixed breed or pure breed, on like just things that people, even the most experienced dog owners, are thinking of every day?
Well, always, taking time to enjoy your pet and mm-hmm. develop that relationship with them, doing those things that maybe, whether it's a purebred or a mixed breed, whatever those breeds are, those dogs have instinctual behaviors and they enjoy doing the things that they're bred to do. My dogs love to chase things. But you also have dogs who love swimming or love hiking or playing different games like fetch or tug or find it's a fun game, especially if you have like a hound dog that uses its nose all the time. They love games like find it, going to classes that you can do some training with your dog.
Yeah.
Socializing with your dog. It's always fun to find a nice local establishment with a patio where you can sit with your dog and, enjoy some good food. So
sounds
things
great.
Like that.
Terrific. Well, Jennifer Stagg, president, show chair of the Waukesha Kennel Club, thank you so much for being our guest and congratulations on another great run of Summer Splash. We're looking forward to next year. If my daughter doesn't have any softball tournaments that weekend, we'll be there. I won't have a class reunion, that's for sure. Nobody celebrates their 41st, but
pencil us in July 24th through 26th, 2026. We will be at the Waukesha Expo.
That sounds great. And best of luck with the rest of the year. I look forward to hearing more exciting things with the Waukesha Kennel Club. We'll have to have you on again soon to hear more about what's going on.
That would be great.
maybe a great gift holidays for your special pet, for your special dog. That that could be a fun segment. So
absolutely,
I have to pencil some more dates. And I really enjoyed catching up with you and learning more about your great mission. And also very grateful for your support for Civic Media as well. So and I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight and being a part of This Week in Waukesha. And I do encourage you to check out WaukeshaKennelClub.org and learn more about wonderful people like Jen Stagg and the other members and purebred dog owners and all the other fun things they have going on. I want to thank my producer, the mighty Max Martinson, for all his great work. And reminder to everybody, especially as this heat continues to kick in, that safety is everyone's responsibility. Good mental health is everybody's right. And nothing better for mental health than having a wonderful pet, especially a dog. That's just my opinion. And I'm sure Jen agrees.
Studies show.
Sounds great. So thank you all again. Go Ramila Mahagav Kalair and see ya.